Today I want to talk to you about an overflowing life, and really this is pretty brief, so just hang with me for a little bit. But let me start with the question. Who is counting on you being a source of life for them? You know, many of you have said, oh, Pastor, you've touched our family, our lives. But who are you? Who's counting on you to be a source of life to them? Church, we need to overflow with the life of Jesus, that we're so full of God, not just of knowledge, but of the practical strength of the Lord, that it flows from us. First, for ourselves, we need to be full, but then we need to have enough for others. We need an overflowing life. There's a new background for your phone. You can go to the Loop Bulletin. It looks like this. You can go to our website. Under resources, there's one called background, or if you just hit resources, it'll take you there. You can download it. And I put it as my first opening one. And when I'm in the plane or if I'm next to somebody, I open that up, they like, whoa, that guy is serious about this. You bet I am. I'm serious about really living for Jesus, not on Sundays, but all the time, so that our lives reflect Him and know Him. Colossians 3, 16 and 17 is what I put on this because I wanted to reference it to Scripture. Here's what it says. Let the message about Christ, is that clear? The message of who He is in all of its richness. Ready? Fill your lives. Why? So you can teach and counsel each other with all wisdom that He gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And then verse 17, and whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Paul says, I want your lives filled with all that richness and that message so that you can do what the church ought to be doing. Counseling, teaching, singing, praising. And whatever you do it as representing Him. Isn't that a powerful scripture? But it can live in you. Now, knowing we need to overflow and doing it are two different things. The problem is this: a lot of believers live lives that just trickle with Jesus, not overflow. I want you as followers of Jesus to gush the life of the Spirit as you walk in this world. Now, let me take you to some scriptures that talk about overflowing. Psalm 23:5, familiar to you. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. And what? My cup does what? Church, are we with the anointing and the places that He's prepared? Are we overflowing? Church's cup shouldn't be just half full. It can't be just completely full, but the cup should overflow. Psalm 119, 171 says, may my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. Once I learn, oh, He's so good, that's the way I ought to live. Praise just ought to overflow out of our mouths. Jesus has this to say in John 15, 11, I have told you these things so that you will be what? Filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will what? Overflow. Jesus had just been talking to them about, if you'll stay in my love, if you stay in my word, if you keep your life in mine, then your joy, your life will overflow. Romans 15, 13, Paul prays this for the church. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:15, Paul continues, all this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Colossians 2:7, Paul says, let your roots grow down down into him. And let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught. And you will do what? You'll overflow with thankfulness. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. And may the Lord make your love for one another and for all people grow and overflow, just as our love for you overflows. Somehow Paul's going, we were thinking about you, and I want to write a letter to you. I want you to know I'm thinking about you because God loves you and he cares about you. By the way, your love ought to be like ours. Why? Because that's what God wants to do. We need to live lives that overflow. We need to be Jesus-filled, you think? So that others cannot help but see Christ in you. But is that happening on a daily basis? I want you to know it's easy to notice lives that are overflowing with pain and hurt, if you know what I mean. Overflowing with disappointment or discouragement or depression. How many have noticed that's really easy to notice? And how many have noticed there's a lot of it? That's why it's important for us to ask this question. What pours out of us when difficulties and troubles and annoyances collide with our lives? Is the fruit of the Spirit coming out? Is it the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, or is it the kindness and the goodness and the gentleness along with faithfulness and self-control? Or is it something else that comes out? What are you overflowing with? Jesus came so we could be full of his life and his love. Listen to Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, now listen to this, may have power. Together with all the Lord's holy people, have power to grasp. Think about this. You can grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That's what Jesus really wants for his church. That's why he came. In John 7, 38, Jesus said, whoever believes in me, anybody believed in him? As the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Think of that about it. A river of living water flowing out of your heart. Church, that is an attractive image when you think about it. Living water just pouring out of you, flowing from within you. I want to be a person who offers refreshment to my family when I see them, or to the church body when I see you, or to the community when I engage them, or to the world when I have a touch on it. Jesus told us, he said, the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. What's your heart full of? What is it that might be blocking the overflow in your life? Jesus says this in Mark 7, 21. He says, for it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person. And it comes from your heart. What are you filled with? You want to go, why is that stuff coming out of me? Because you've got to deal with it. It's important to know what's in your heart. It's important for us to be Jesus-filled and not world-filled. So I'm going to give you a process. Three thoughts. Are you ready? Three prayers for your life. First one, to have a life that overflows, you need to pray this. Father, search me. Everybody say that. I want you to hear the prayer of the psalmist in 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. What's going on in my thinking? And point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. We need to say, God, search me. Father, search me. And let me pray it right now. God, would you open up a searchlight into our souls today? God, you know everyone in this place. Show us the junk. Show us the sinful motives and the attitudes and the thoughts that we should not be having. Reveal them so we can confess it and get rid of it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Church, far too many times, we want God to show everybody else their sin. But we've got to say, Father, search me. A second prayer, Jesus, wash me. Church, once we see the filth in our lives, it cannot be business as usual. We need clean lives. Psalm 51, 2, the psalmist says, wash me clean from my guilt, purify me from my sin. And down in verse 7, he goes on and says, purify me from my sin, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Church, I want you to know, if you do that, 1 John 1, 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. But you've got to say, Jesus, wash me. Everybody say that. Jesus, wash me, and he will. Heavenly Father, even in this moment, I pray, forgive us today and wash away our sins. We trust the work you accomplished on the cross, and right now we give you our lives. Wash us clean in Jesus' name. Amen. And number three, Spirit, fill me. Can everybody say that? Spirit. Church, we need to be filled with something, and that something is a someone who is the Spirit of God. We need to let the Holy Spirit fill our lives completely. Not only were the disciples filled on the day of Pentecost, but they lived their lives full of the Spirit. In chapter 13 of Acts, as the disciples were continuing to walk out what God was doing through them, we continue to read in verse 52, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, something changes deep within you. And that internal change is radical and it's extensive so that you become more and more like Jesus. And all of a sudden, springs of living water begin to gush from you. Church, whatever pours into you, pours out of you. Would you ask God, baptize me, fill me, Spirit, fill me. Heavenly Father, Spirit of the living God, we ask for you to have your way in our lives. Baptize every one of us. Lord, we want the Spirit to guide us and reveal the truth of your word. And we surrender. Come flow through our lives because we are filled with you in Jesus' name. Father, search me. Jesus, wash me. Spirit, fill me. Church, you can have an overflowing life. You can have a Jesus-filled life. And then be the source of life that God wants you to be for somebody else, wherever you go. Amen? Now, I've used this illustration before, and I'm going to use it again today because I think it'll help us. All right, pastors, help me out here. I've got something for you this morning. You thought, well, they got gifts. I didn't get anything. Well, you're about to get something. I need everybody to take a sponge. Off they go. Got a sponge. Got a Kleenex for me too. I loaded up my pockets today because I'm like, okay, as those are being handed out, I've talked to you about before, I don't believe I'm there yet. I don't think I'm above anybody here. I don't want you to think that. But I want to get to a place in my life, and it has happened, and it does happen at times, but I just want to go and be and exist, but be a representative wherever I am. So that when I take a step into a store, God just pours out of me. I'm just... And I've had those moments where people, I was at an airport not too long ago, and I'm just talking to them, and they're like, "You're a Christian, aren't you?" I'm like, "Yep." I walked in a store, I don't know why, they're like, "You're a pastor, aren't you?" Church, that's what I want. I want somebody to see Jesus in us. Because they're just, it just gushes because you, everywhere you step, because you overflow. You're just so full of God. And I'm telling you, you can have it. And I'm telling you, if we'll have it, you will see more and more people finding the grace of God because they're going to say, "I want what you've got." But when it's mixed with all the, I love God. Come to church with me on Sunday where we love God on Sundays. And they see you the rest of the week, but you're depressed all week long. Church, you can have the joy of the Lord. The joy doesn't remove the problem. It just says, "I'm going to get through the problem." Listen, my soon coming King is going to rapture us out of this mess. I know we say, "Well, I want the mess to be gone." I do too. But it will be when we get to heaven and there's no more tears. There's no more crying. There's no more pain. There's no more death. That's what it's about. But somewhere while we live here, we've got to get saturated. Now, here, first thing, you've got to say, "Search me. Father, search me." Now, you need to look at your little thing because it might have lint on it or something that it picked up. Church, our lives, unfortunately, I love the story where Moses is standing at the burning bush. If you remember, in the Old Testament, his encounter with God, a bush is burning but not being consumed. Out of the bush, a voice says, "Take off your shoes. You're a holy ground." Unfortunately, the places we put our feet pick up the junk where we step. And they carry with it the garbage and the gum and the stuff that just wants to stick. And once in a while, we just got to go, "Search me, God. Is there anything that shouldn't be there?" And then we say, "Jesus, wash me." And already gave me the whitest snow already. Because that's what he does. The problem is, what I choose to do with this sponge, where I place it, it could get really dirty. But you got to wash it every once in a while. Say, "Lord, I was scrubbing some places that needed your life, but Lord, I don't want it on me. Wash me, make me clean, make me white as snow." And finally, Spirit, fill me. Now, I'm going to take that, and we can do this, and this sponge really works well because it holds, but as soon as I press, it releases. Church, I want us to be so full that living waters pour out of us. But we got to keep being filled. I love the Bible. It says we are being saved. We are being filled. And you got to just kind of keep saturating yourself so you can do what God's called us to do and keep And I tell you, there are times, I'll do my best to see if I can ring it out. There are times that we do get dry. And if I leave this out of the water for a day or two, it's going to dry up. But it doesn't mean it's not usable again. It just needs to go saturate itself again. I'm asking you, don't let Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday go by without saturating yourself. Some people need to do it with worship. Others do it with the word. Others do it in prayer. I don't know what's the best method for you, but if you feel dry, could you saturate yourself again so you can overflow? So that just in a simple dip, it immediately, you were made, ready for this? You were made to absorb God. Or else he would have never said, there'll be rivers of living water coming out of you. You were made for this. You were made because you were made by God. You were made in the image of God. And he says, I want you to be full. So church, I know it's so simple, but I just want, we step and it just comes out of us because we're so full of God. Let me go back to Colossians 3. Let the message about Christ in all of its richness fill your lives. Have you been studying God's word? Have you been praying? Have you been worshiping? Because the message about Christ, if we read it, we overflow with my lips praise, my heart gives thanks, my love gushes out, my joy. And with that, you're going to teach and you're going to counsel each other. And you're going to do it with the wisdom he gives, not the world. And then you're going to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, Jesus, I get up at times and my wife is getting ready and I just hear her going, Jesus, Jesus, just thank you, Jesus. And it just pours out of us. You stick makeup on it, it just pushes enough to go, Jesus, Jesus, just... I'm not sure what she's praying now and I think about it. Church, it's just, I want that for you. And I only get a few more weeks to pour into you. You got a lifetime to pour out, though. Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Pastor James, would you come for a moment? Worship team, are you even nearby? Yeah, run up here. Run, 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 run. Move it, move it. No. How many just went back to Gomer Pyle with me? Does anybody in here even remember Gomer Pyle? I mean, like, okay, all right, all right. Spirit of the living God. Heavenly Father, as we sing this, may it really be a prayer. A prayer from the depths of our hearts that you would fill us. I know everyone here has a sponge in their hand now. And Lord, it seems like it's useless at the moment. But as soon as it's saturated, it has a purpose to fulfill. It can scrub walls, wash dishes. You have purposed our lives for something. And Lord, we just ask you, Would you melt us first and then mold us to be what you want us to be? But I want more than that. I want you to fill me. And I want you to fill me with what you want to fill me with. If it's songs of deliverance, if it's words of life, if it's words of counsel and knowledge, if it's prophetic, Lord, would you just fill us and then use us? Because we're so full, we overflow. Can't help but overflow. Because we keep ourselves under your spout. So, Lord, keep pouring into us, we pray. In Jesus' name. Would you stand? Would you sing this as a prayer this morning?
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
Lord, would you just sweep through this place?
Spirit,
baptize, Lord, those who seek you. Fill them, God. Pour over our lives. Sing that again, Spirit of the living God.
Spirit of the living God.
Paul, would you ask him? Fall fresh. Lord, I want to live in the past. I want to live where you're placing us in the future. Right.
God is clearly speaking to someone today. You sensed his presence in some way.
You've known it was God, but you haven't responded. And God is asking you to respond today And he'll forgive you. He'll wash you white as snow. I know it's hard to believe that we've all done some awful things in life. I've done some awful things. But thanks be to God. Because of his grace, I don't have to live there. I live in him. And you can too. It's one of those moments. I know summer going, well, the clock, it's time, it's wrapped up, it's been good, but I just don't want you to leave and miss what God wants to do in you. So here's what we're going to do to close today. The altars are open. Maybe you need to seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you need salvation. We're going to pray for that. And maybe you just need prayer today. And I'm going to ask my pastoral staff just be ready. And board just kind of hang on the side if it gets overwhelming and help with that. And we're going to pray for you today. I don't want you to miss God. Church, it was never about an under shepherd. It was about the great shepherd. And meeting him and letting him mold you and use you where you are. Oh, we challenge you. That's what we're here to do. But don't miss it today. If you need salvation and you haven't accepted Christ, based on the Lord calling it out, I call it out. And today, by faith, you want to put your trust in the Lord. Would you just slip your hand up in faith right now? Say, that's me. I'm fully surrendering today. This is it. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. I ask you today to wash away my past and give me a brand new future in your love, in your joy, in your peace. Fill me with your spirit that I might know you more each day. In Jesus' name I pray. I'm going to live for you every day. Amen. Amen. Altars are open. Have a Jesus-filled life. Your life. And you'll never get tired of it. You never will. It'll bring more joy than you've ever known. It'll bring more contentment than you ever thought you could have. It'll bring the peace of God that you've so longed for. Church, be the church. Be everything that God said you could be. Overflow in your life. Amen? Amen. Altars are open. Pastors, would you come? For those who may have need.